my pen game is so insane. When it gets into your brain, you start realizing that G-Red is on another plane. This is Extra Live, made to leave you mesmerized. Every time I rock the mic, it's like a verbal exercise. Energizing, doing anything I can to be on a higher level while you're lazy like a manatee. Your work ethic's so pathetic, you live in a fantasy. I write every day while you get high under a canopy. I just beat the beat, all you do is beat your meat. Everything I speak is seed because I'm lyrically complete. I delete the weak and leave them in the ditch. All of these MCs are softer than Lilo and Stitch. I pitch verses to you like Nolan Ryan, striking out the competition because they all be lying. Spitting truth to you is a state of mind that I'm in, inspired by a lot of NY style of rhyming. Lazy MCs in the world today lack concentration. You talk a lot of shit but full of it like constipation. It's obvious to me you need to change your occupation. Do it quick before a real MC decides to knock your face in. I talk a lot of trash but back it up when I get on the mic, letting everybody know that you and I are not alike. You are not the type that anyone should listen to, because studies show that it'll put you in a shitty mood. I get deep into the beat like scuba divers. I promise you that I won't rhyme that with Uber drivers. That's been done before, but it still sounds pretty cool though. I'm still rapping with the energy of middle school, bro. I don't know what I said the last four bars, but I need the microphone like Jay Leno needs more cars. I leave more scars on the instrumental. I've been sent to beat the beat and leave it bleeding like a menstrual. Back up in the beat again, like an African drum. I don't lyrically pretend, because I'm so handsome. Like the crew who used to drop their pants at karaoke. Don't stop believing in peace to all my homies. I don't care how old I get, if the energy is still in me, then I'ma keep rhyming till I D.I.E. Fuck a sucker MC, you can't see me on the mic. He best run like DMC when he sees I'm about to strike. I rap with all my might and keep it tighter than some yoga pants. I am all hip-hop while you're full of pop like soda cans. I am so advanced, you were elementary. Go back to school and learn how to be an MC.
Alright, I think, yep, we're going.
Check, siblings. What's that about?
I need the vacuum. There's fucking cobwebs everywhere down here. It's a fucking mess.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Hey, dog, how's that? We should talk about your display.
Oh.
Outside the...
Aviary display?
It's a...
What do you call that with the birdhouse? The big birdhouse? The aviary?
I don't know.
Aviatorium?
I don't know.
Okay.
You got like a... I know the birds that collect shit. To kind of court.
Yep.
What do you call a female bird? A bitch?
No, a bird.
A bird. To court the ladies.
Okay. You know, that's actually...
They get a little fancy.
The males do that.
Yeah, I know. The males to court the ladies.
Yep. Well, that's why these pricks
It looks like you have some sort of similar display out here to court the woodpecker.
It's to thwart the pecker.
Thwart.
I'm trying to thwart the pecker. But it's not working. They've already basically done as much damage as they possibly can. And they moved on to another pilot. But
this, so guys, this pecker did some
legit,
a lot of poking.
Legit
poking and pecking.
Yep. This can be a
Peter Peckinpah.
I like living up here, but it can be a very frustrating place to live. It's like I have a professional exterminator come, spray for bugs, spray for all this shit.
You're in the shit.
And they just fucking, dude, boom. They saw an ant run across today. You know, the little things on the windowsills. It's like fucking cocksuckers. But these are AWPs.
Worth it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
I think sometimes it is. You know?
I really like that display, though. How long do you think you're going to keep those ribbons flying?
What ends up happening, I get some ribbons on I get some ribbons stuck to the side of my house, and I got... They're not woodpeckers. They're technically chickadees, so they're only about, like, 2 inches high. So I couldn't shoot them if I was fucking Chris Kyle.
Oh, are they like a little ball?
Yeah, they're like that big. You know? And they'll come, so...
Hey, for that size, you know, the damage you're doing for that size,
I mean... They work in pairs. There's one in, one will be in the tree. They'll switch off. They go back and forth. They switch.
Pressure per, I mean, you know, I mean, pound for pound, probably one of the strongest.
They pack.
Living things in the world.
They pack hard. So, yeah, the, I read that you can get a fake owl. You can put ribbons up. So I put the ribbons up. And I get ribbons on a snow stake. But what ends up happening is awesome. I end up down here listening to the chickadees peck away at my house and staring out the window at the ribbons myself, you know? So that's what ends up happening. So I don't know if I want to take them down because it's a nice little distraction for myself. Breaks the day up.
So funny. We're on the driveway drinking early this week on Tuesday. And I'm like, what the fuck is that shiny ribbon?
I got ribbons. They got a name, too. They're like scare ribbons or something like that. It's great, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, listen, if I get chickadees poking at my shit, that's one of my biggest problems I have right now. I'm okay with that.
It's fine.
I can live with that.
It's corn.
It's corn. Thank you.
It's all corn.
Yep.
And it's all corn.
I saw a fucking documentary pop up, which I thought was kind of funny today. I was flipping through looking for something to watch. And it was an it was a documentary about different weird ways that animals court each other and try to and have sex with each other and stuff.
The bird thing is funny, man.
And it was called green porn. I'm like, pretty good.
Is that a nod to Dan Green?
No, it's a nod to porn.
Okay. I like that.
You're gonna nod. You nod to porn.
Speaking of porn.
Who?
We talk about the cock that was, kind of etched in my back window on my car.
The mystery cock.
Mystery cock. I still think it's you, but that's
fine. It was not me. It was not me. When would you know me to hold down on something like this? I wish it was me. Well, all right. Fair.
This is the same guy who told Bri he had a brother for 3 years.
Oh, longer, like five. But yeah, all right, that's fair. No, it wasn't me. It was not me. But I never denied, like, the Bri thing, like I'm denying this. I did not do that. I swear I didn't do it. But
yeah, so I get to Bruno's house on Tuesday, and put the drink in the driveway, and I see, some dust in my back window, and someone, took it on themselves to write a nice little cock, big balls, little shaft, and an arrow tip.
I would never do an arrow tip. I would never do an arrow tip. That's not my style.
Yours is like a weird like elephant.
Yeah, like nose. Flaccid. You know, just kind of balls and probably some hairs on the balls. Then you don't, it was me. That would be me. Hairs on the shaft. Just a nice time.
Oh.
But that was probably your boy, Brendan.
I don't think it was that day though. It was like raining out that day. You couldn't really put anything on it. I don't know.
That was Sunday, right?
That was Sunday.
That was Tuesday. Yeah. I mean, when was the last time you washed your car?
Yeah, but
there was a heavy buildup of dust and shit on the back window. I mean,
but I remember Monday, dropping Camille off at the bus, and I walk back, and I'm looking at the back of my car as I walk to my car after I drop her off the bus. I would have fucking noticed
that's another thing, too. If I did it that day, it would have been fresh. If I did it, like, when you were in here or something, it would have been totally fresh. It wouldn't have been... That had, like, groove... It had, like, extra dirt and shit in there.
So
like,
weird.
Somebody threw a dick on your car. It's not that weird.
It's not weird. It just... I think it was someone in Londonderry.
I'll take another
one. I think it was work-related. I honestly think it was work-related.
Work-related dick. It could happen. Stranger things.
I do have some New Hampshire enemies.
Talk about it.
This one guy, I won't name names. So it's this whole thing with, because we're right in the border of New Hampshire, so there's New Hampshire reps that have a few accounts that are in Mass that are right over the border because maybe they moved or whatever. And the same thing for us, you know. I get a few accounts in New Hampshire that may have started, let's say, Amesbury.
Yeah.
And they shoot over to Southampton, which is it's literally 5 minutes away. And so this one specific account, that one, I've had them since I started here. I sold them two machines. And last summer, I go in there to see him. Yep. Just a random call. And he's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so has been coming in here, da-da-da-da, from here. And he says that I'm there. So I'm like, motherfucker.
I end up talking to him. Or I tell my boss. He talks to his manager. And yep. Then he calls me. He's like, why didn't you? I was like, man, you know, and I was like going over the whole thing about Mass reps and New Hampshire, whatever. The whole spiel.
Respect.
I was like, man, it's been my account. They were in Amesbury and then they moved.
Yeah. Whatever.
And I was like, well, why didn't you just, he's like, I know I was looking at it, but it's my territory. Did you hear what I just said though? Like about the thing, you know, the Mass and New Hampshire.
I didn't, but you're talking to him.
Talking to this guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, why don't you just call me? I was like, well, why don't you just call me when you saw it was my name?
You think this is dick worthy though?
Hmm?
You think this is cock worthy? You think about like if I caught somebody that I had an issue like that with, if I caught them drawing a fucking dick on my window, that's a problem. I'm not saying I'm going to fucking fight you, but I'm going to fucking have some good words with you.
It might get to that.
It might get to that.
It might get to that.
Touch my fucking car, you fucking jag off.
If I really wanted to go deeper, I could check the tapes at Londonderry.
I think we might need to check the tapes. I might need to prove my fucking innocence here.
Because I've had an issue with him. I've had an issue with his manager, DM.
Yeah, he'd be the one I'd go to check those tapes.
Yeah, it just goes back to New Hampshire.
People. I will reach out to Drew. I'll do some dick detecting. You know, I'll do some investigative reports.
Dick detect. Yeah.
I'll be like, dude, listen, I'm getting heat for a drawn dick, and it was not me. I need to be vindicated here. I don't need names, but I just need you to tell me that it was somebody in your store. I don't need a name. I don't want to know. I don't need a name, but I just need vindication. I need dick vindication. That sounds like a band name that I wouldn't listen to.
So it'd be great if it was Leanne.
Oh. Yeah. Probably be way bigger.
She probably, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Some cock drawings. Yeah. It cocked me off guard.
Nope, there you go.
There you go. You like that?
Nope.
I was right in the spot.
I don't like that at all.
You'd love it.
No.
I bet you do.
So I got wrote some stuff down. Have you ever done a solo breakfast bar?
Eating breakfast at a bar? Breakfast, like a breakfast buffet?
No, like, you know, they get, like, a breakfast bar, like a diner. We'll have, like, a bar set up. Yeah.
Oh,
have we gone, like, got
yeah, I have.
Plate of eggs?
I've done the...
Solo.
I can think of two of them right now that I've done.
That's nice. I've never done it. I was in...
It's a good move.
I was in Daria's picking up a sandwich the other day.
I did it there.
I almost got it there.
I did it at the Agawam Diner off the old Route 1.
I've
That's a good... Done that. It's tight in there.
It is tight.
So I did that once, and I was like, now I usually just go to the table.
Yeah.
Just.
Spread out. I told you, I went in there once.
Only cash there.
Yeah. I went there once with Pepe, and you know, it's like, so the Agawam Diner is an old rail car. It's like an old bus.
It's a classic diner.
Yes, yeah. And this dude who was not fucking, he didn't look like he was that old. So they have like, to get to the bathroom, you have to walk through this tiny door. And
it's pretty compact.
It's compact. And it's like a metal door because it's the fucking, probably the exterior wall of the car. What is that? A subway car? A jetliner? A jet stream? Something? Whatever the fuck.
Maybe a fucking...
So, a train car.
It's like a big Winnebago.
Okay, yeah. So, this guy has...
They used to go down Route 66.
He's got a walker and under his arm he's got his newspaper. And he looked like he was probably like a couple years older than me. So, you know...
His paper.
He's 95. Get it all out. Wow. But you know, he probably looked like he wasn't 60. Okay. You know, and he's got the walker, and you know, it's like the middle of the day or like a Tuesday, and he's got the fucking newspaper under, and this motherfucker fought for a strong, I'll say 90 seconds, trying to get that walker through that little door patch the newspaper under his arm. Was like.
There's a lot of
banging off the wall, and he's just like, I'm like, you know, do you even need it? Do you need it?
He's going
into a fucking public, and that's a tiny bathroom too, needless to say. He's going in there to take a shit with a newspaper.
Peed in there once.
I've eaten there once.
I don't know if I could fit in there to take a shit.
No.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Yeah. I see, you see a lot of 466 boys going there.
Oh, I bet. I can see that. No, those are constant bar boys.
They just stay in that area.
Yeah.
They don't go outside that.
Yep.
You know, I go to 466. I go down to 466.
Yeah. Eat.
Eat.
Breakfast.
Eat. Drink.
Early dinner.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I don't think we talked about Twitch the last time. I know you and I talked about it, had a good laugh about it.
Oh, we talked about it on here?
Did we talk about it on here?
I don't think we did.
Well, it doesn't matter anyways.
Okay, we can talk about it again.
Fucking gives a shit. It's called a fucking stupid cast, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
So, we get this guy every time we go into 466 contractor. He just fucking talks. Every time we see, he sits down near
right
us.
Right next to us.
Oh, and he just has to. And it's our fault. We talked to him. We started it, really.
Well, it was really because probably like when I started working, I was like, oh, this could be a good lead.
Yeah, same.
Build a good relationship.
And he just fucking talks and talks and talks and talks and talks and talks about himself. It just never fucking ends. And you can't get anything in with the guy, but he does have a noticeable little twitch. So
it's like an eye thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it was a whole body or just fucking eye.
I think it's like an eye thing. It's probably like a nervous twitch.
Okay. So, hence Twitch. But we're,
It's probably because he's gay and he wants to bang us and he's nervous.
I didn't think of that.
Maybe.
All right. That's a good point. Boy, I didn't even think of that.
He wants to excavate our fucking assholes.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Was that necessary? Was that fucking necessary?
Can't help it.
It's a fucking nice show we're doing here. What a nice show.
What a nice show.
Like, you gotta fucking say something like that.
That's probably why he's nervous. He's like, oh man, I'm so gay. I want to fucking get gay with them so bad.
I don't think
they're definitely not gay, or maybe they are. I don't know. His name's Matt. That's a gay name.
It's pretty gay. But
his name's Bruno. I think a guy named Bruno in Bear Week in P-Town 6 years ago.
Right? Nice. So, so we thought of... just coming up with stupid focal points to talk about. For you, it would have been...
did we talk about...
Coolers and sliders.
Coolers... Oh, we should talk about my...
The big win. But that's all you would talk about, and I would keep feeding that fire. You just talk about, I got several coolers. I get two cat coolers at this point in time and a Coleman. You know, I think that, I really like the heft of the cat coolers.
Uh-huh.
I think the insulating properties of these are, right up there with top of the line cooler. Just go.
Anytime
he tries to jump in and put his two cents in, the only thing we will talk about is coolers and sliders. That's it. I can do this. I can fucking go.
I can do it. I'd have to do a little research on coolers.
You gotta practice.
But, basically make it out to be, I collect coolers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a weird, some weird obsession with coolers.
No, it's just a good hobby.
It's not sexual. It's just...
Could be.
It could be. I don't know.
We just go for it.
Yeah, we go for it.
We let the bartenders know that that's what we're doing, so every time they walk by it, hear us stuff, because they don't like him either. So.
Oh, they don't?
No. He's been banned from there a couple times.
For what?
I just think he probably gets half in the wrapper and starts fucking arguing about Trump or whatever the fuck.
Shit up.
You telling me to shut up?
Not to shut up. Shit up. Shit tips. It's shit tips. It's short for shit tips. Shit tip.
Oh, you think he
shit up?
You think he doesn't tip well?
Shit up. Yeah.
Okay.
Shit up.
I could believe that.
Shut up.
I can see him not tipping well. Telling me to shut up on my own show. This is our show. You're telling 50% of the show to shut up.
Shit up.
That's vaguely inappropriate.
Shit up. Now we know what the title of the show is going to be.
Shit up. Shit tip. Shit tip.
S-H-I-T. Maybe another T? IP. Yeah, it'd be two T's, I think. Shit up. Yeah. Talk about. He probably gives shit tips.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
If he tips.
Does he get? I mean, does he get inappropriate? I've never seen that.
I've never seen it either, but.
He seems pretty just chill to me.
I could picture him like.
He just doesn't stop talking and wants to talk about everything.
Yeah.
It's just. Yeah. Dude, oh, it's the worst when you see him come in. Like,
it's the worst.
I was like really angry last time we saw him come in. Like, dude, I'm not looking at this dude.
I know.
I don't care if he's going to make every attempt to look and start talking.
Well, he was pretty fucking money the last time because he asked us to wedge a seat next to us. And then he didn't talk to us at all. He talked to the people to the left of us, which was pretty great.
Maybe he tricked our trick.
He did. That'd be great if he fucking just comes from a long line of cooler collectors. He's fucking that.
Now I just like build the relationship.
Yeah, you flip.
And the adverse effect of what I wanted.
Flip you for real. Flip you for real.
I try to flip the script. Meanwhile, he's waiting on the other side of that script.
Tricked you, trick.
He's like, hey man, you flipped it. I'm over here and I love it.
He's into home. He's into home building too. So I mean, he could go pretty deep with the sliders.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Does a pocket door count as a slider? Does a garage door count as a slider? That's when we get into arguments with him. And we get banned. You guys are yelling at him about what
the garage is not a fucking slider.
It is a fucking slider.
It is, you motherfucking cocksucker. It's
on fucking tracks. A pocket door is on tracks. Anything on tracks is a fucking sliding door.
What, just because it goes vertical, not horizontal?
Fucking, what the fuck?
Fucking cocksucker.
My house. If I were to call it a slider, I'll fucking slide my tits off. Cocksucker. You smell blood. I feel like you smell blood.
Jesus. That was out of nowhere.
I'll smell it for a little while. I wonder if I'm having a little mini stroke.
Maybe we should talk about your recent Google search history.
Yeah. Wow.
Does Wendy's increase your heart rate? Is Wendy's number one?
Well, yeah. I'll read them off. I'm not shy.
Speaking of burgers... You ready for a classic, Matt, to kind of bring the last thing we talked about into
bring it?
Sliders.
What about them?
Okay. We're in the argument with Twitch in the driveway. Well, I can eat a burger. That's a slider. Does that count as a fucking slider?
I got a fucking house full of these things. They're going bad. So my...
Ooh. Modelo. That's what people hear every so often. You need a brewski?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Brewski?
Yeah, I think the one that stuck out the most. So I sent the boys my Google search history.
My first one? Two.
You went through too quick there. Get fucking so. Bruno style.
I know. Long day.
Google search Daniela's warfare movie, Boxford Mass for scheduling cycle, heart rate increase after eating. Topsfield House of Pizza, West Lebanon Airport, good heart rate variability, Heat movie cast, Brad Farron, shouldn't have said that, Wendy's Burger, nutrition, and All Clear Plumbing in Burlington.
And then butt plugs.
Butt plugs is not the one there that you can see, in all fairness.
Right below.
You wouldn't want to be a plug with that fucking search history, I'll tell you that much.
I didn't realize the Wendy's number one. Yeah, 50, what? Were you serious about that?
I got
54 grams of protein.
They gave me the number.
It's good. I don't mind that.
Yeah,
it's a tasty burger.
The number six, the spicy chicken, is about 22. Grilled chicken is about 24. Grilled chicken, but it's two. The one I did was the double one. They gave me the two.
Oh, that's why, because you got double.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine the single has that.
Not much. Like crazy, you know.
Triple decker, man. They have a triple decker.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. You're a fucking piece of shit if you do that.
Triple decker at best.
At best.
Dan would do a triple decker.
Triple decker at
triple
best.
Triple decker eating motherfucking green.
So let's call that. We'll call that probably get another patty and another slice of cheese. So, geez, you're getting up there with that team. It's not bad.
It's like 75.
That's good.
If you do a trip.
Triple's is best. Triples is best.
Shit it. Just every so often slip that in.
Shit.
Shit it.
Shit.
Dan Green, speaking of shit it.
We could could talk about, we went pretty deep with the pool shirts.
Ooh.
I think that was last Saturday.
I was getting a little excited about that. I think it was two Sundays ago. At
it was a Saturday because we didn't want to go to.
It was a Saturday. Yeah. We're at Mexicali.
Mexicali.
Yeah, right. It was a Saturday.
Yeah, just pool shirt. Fucking Dan's got this Reacher shirt that he's wearing every day.
It's like all he wears.
It's all he wears.
You know what I want to see that turn into? I bet, you know, because we can't see. It's like a leotard.
Oh. I thought you were going to say because
a Reacher tard.
Because he gets the extra small Baby Gap t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna, the belly's going to be popping out the bottom. It's
get a little drift.
Little belly shirt.
Catch my drift?
That'd be nice, right?
Very nice.
Nice, right? Yeah, it'd be a nice. All right, what's on a rabbit
hole? Taking a step further, you're like, all right, we're getting leotards. Hey, guys, why do you guys always tuck in your shirts?
No, we're just showing, like, some of that hip.
Oh, you're showing some of that hip crease?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, show a little bit of that hip crease.
I love that back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You see a little bit of that, like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, like, whoa.
Whoa, she likes whoa. The party.
What's he doing?
What's he doing later?
What's he doing that to me for?
Why is he doing that?
He's driving me crazy.
It's like some weird hair.
Oh.
Or a skin tag.
Mm-hmm.
Skin tags, that's a weird thing.
Now you're tagging my language. Isn't that? You keep it.
Save me a tag.
I don't got really much else. We're
speaking of lock and tag, the safety officers.
Yeah. Lock out, tag out,
motherfucker. That's so funny.
A lot today, huh?
Getting hot in her.
I could get.
It's cool in her.
It's nice.
But it's hot out there.
Yeah. I could use a couple degrees cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this jump. Speaking of cool. Oh, no. All my ribbons fell off my stick out there. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, the chickadees came over and took it.
Cocksuckers.
Yeah, dude, we all got our white sticks out there. We got shorts on today. So a lot of white guys.
Blowing sticks out.
Showing off their shins.
Yep.
They just look like death.
White sticks like, to dude, white shins.
How are you still walking? Like, your legs literally look like a dead person's legs.
Yeah.
Mine do.
Yeah, mine do too.
Fucking horrible.
No. Takes a bit.
Yeah, it feels weird with shorts and a t-shirt because, like, I mean, I think I gained weight. And
oh,
like,
yeah, I did too.
Oh, my fucking. Kevin's fucking.
You're getting fucking.
Well, he's a grown man.
Can't talk about that yet.
Kevin's a grown man.
Mm. Well, you feed him well.
I mean, think about it. Kevin came about when I was about 24, 25, so I'm 46. Kevin's 21 years old. He's legal to drink.
It's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Kevin is, you know, he's a 21-year-old.
What's Gibbon's name? Tevin?
Boy. Tevin. Yeah.
Tevin. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's better, do you think?
Hmm?
What? Who's better? Well, didn't know what you're going to say.
He came up with Tevin after I came up with Kevin.
You came up with Kevin first? You sure?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm creating a gut war here. I didn't mean to start. I feel like the fucking guy who shot Archduke Franz Ferdinand
of
World War I.
Whenever I think of it was Tevin, I think of Tevin Campbell.
That's
I think of like the singer. And that's Mike's.
You so Thibbins, I ought to call you Tevin. I'm taking another one of those beers, though. May I have a Modelo?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, man. I got us, I got us 24 beers.
We should talk about that that Tuesday. How quickly we went through basically that 30-pack.
Did we? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Kind of got down this week.
Yeah, I did. I didn't, I did with Tuesday, not Wednesday, not Thursday, but last night I went out with the wife, had a few.
Yeah, I did, did we get down? No, yeah, Sunday is when we went to Shenzhou for the Masters. We watched the
Masters.
That was great.
That was great. Always a good
thing. Yeah, Tuesday I came here.
We did this gold shit.
We did clean off.
The whole time, I'm like, the 30 packs are the best. We never run out of beers. And I walked out here the next day. Fucking gone.
All gone. And we murked like two pies. We were just like classic boys.
Yep. And we're like, huh, I wonder why I'm putting on weight. Huh.
Such a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, it was good though.
I know. I gotta rein in this boy.
Yeah, that's why, like laying there the other day, and I'm like, my heart's beating a little faster than it should be for no reason. maybe it's time for another Munchski.
Yeah. Guess I'm moving around a little bit.
Yeah, move around. Move around. Just move around a little bit.
Gotta move, bitch. Get out the way.
Pump, pump. Pump, pump. Pump, pump. Pump, pump.
Pom, move, pom, bitch. Pom, get out the way. Pom, get out the way. Pom, get out the way. Pom, move, bitch. Pom, get out the way. Pom, get out the way. Pom, get out the way.
Uh oh.
Forget how it goes.
About to punch your lights out. That would have been a good way to end it right there. I mean, that would have like been a fucking strong ending, dog. We blew it.
It's a good jam.
Yeah.
I used to like Ludacris.
Back in the day. Back in the day. These are good.
Very tasty. Yeah. This is what I was drinking at Shunju last Sunday. I got Modelo's there.
Ultimate irony.
I know. I was like, hey, Jason, I'll have a Spanish beer in an Asian bar.
You get a margarita.
Yeah, it was a lot of A-dubs there that day. Well, first of all, it's Sunday. I think Sunday is like, every Sunday is like National A-dub Day.
The whites flow.
Whites flow. And now it's getting warmer out. Do you know how many A-dubs are on the golf course right now?
Oh, or migrating to, you know, their northern houses, their other houses.
Mm-hmm. Their other houses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Their lake house, their beach house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, go away, A-dubs. Let me occupy my bars.
Yeah. That's right.
Let me retake my stools.
Hopefully 466 will free up soon.
Is it typically light in the summer?
Oh, yeah. Lightens up.
I like that.
Yeah.
The fall gets very busy, and the winter is very busy, and the summer is very slow.
The hawk flies north for the summer.
All right, now we lose him on the weekends.
I know.
I haven't seen him in a bit.
Yeah. You got him on Thursday. And the Maggie's on Thursday. Stayed there a little bit longer than I should have.
Talk about it.
I think I got there around 2:33.
Oh,
I could stay there till about 7.
All right, so
7-ish.
I'm gonna run it through the, because I know you. I'm gonna run it through the filter. That means you got there at 2:30. You left there at 7:30. That's what I'm hearing. Because you're throwing some ishes in there. Like, I don't want to look too bad here, but it feels though I was pretty bad.
I can always go back and check because I'm always like texting the lady like heading home
7 times.
Yeah, that could also mean, you know, heading home and I leave an hour later.
It goes by very quick when you're in a joint you like that.
Beers are flowing, the funny is flowing.
It just goes like hyperspeed. Next thing you know, it's like fucking four hours is like nothing. You know,
same as actually, I didn't feel that bad on Monday after Shunju drinking these Delos.
I did. I had those Mai Tais, so.
That's right. You had 2 Mai Tais. Jesus.
Those are great.
People were talking about that.
Really?
That was talked about.
Why?
Just in our little corner. Like, Bernard, a few Mai Tais.
So what?
I know.
Cocksuckers. Fucking mind your goddamn fucking business.
That's fine. You're loosey-goosey, though. Loose. As a motherfucking goose.
I'm under a lot of stress. I'm under a lot of stress. I need to vent. I need a release. I'm self-medicating due to all the stress.
I know.
I'm making a joke, but partially true.
I love self-medicating.
Oh, yeah.
It's the cat's tits.
It's the NyQuil's meow.
It's the NyQuil's. Yeah. No, that was a fun day. Yeah, drinking driveways back in the fact. It's 80 degrees today. It's fucking awesome.
We'll move out there.
Yeah. We'll live out there.
We'll get you a gazebo.
You should fucking, dude, that fucking Jack Shack. I was thinking, like, dude, I could just live in there. You should get that bullshit gym out of there.
Why?
And just turn into like a pothead pad.
Why? I don't know, like, what, for you?
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
You want to go in there and smoke weed? Go in there and smoke weed. I don't care. You know? Do some fucking, get a sick pump and fucking smoke some weed in there.
I would love to turn that into just like Boynton. Boytown. Welcome to Boynton.
Boynton Beach.
Welcome to Boynton.
Well, I mean, that's the, at some point in time, Boynton. When I pay this bitch off, I'm going to do one of those cowhig things over there.
I know you get. Well, where?
I'll rip all that land out over there.
Oh, you're gonna level it, bring it down?
I'll probably corner it with a fucking
excavation.
Where the jacker is, you know.
Oh.
I'll remove the jacker.
Oh, so you have to get rid of that ledge.
Yeah.
That rock.
That'll come up easy.
Yeah.
I know a guy with a hammer.
Get that chicken deer over here.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Put that chicken deer at the end of a 308.
I'll put a little sign up on the ledge over there saying, "Please do not disturb, chickadee. Don't please no pecking here." And they'll be like, "Oh, trick my chick."
Yeah, trick your chick. Tricky chickadee. Yeah.
See.
Mm-hmm. So what does he have here exactly?
That's a three car garage. On the top is a big huge office area, bathroom and shit up there. I don't know how I can do a bathroom, but
it's just like a fuck off space.
In my new house.
It's a fuck up. Yeah. It should be a room. That's your fuck off room.
Yeah. You know, by my own house.
My fuck off room is the basement.
I bought my own house next to my house.
This is a fuck off room. Yeah, actually, this is kind of your work room, but.
It's still fuck off.
It's
kind of 50-50.
Work slash fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jack Shack would be great. Put some fucking rug in there.
Put a rug in the jacker?
Put a rug in there.
Put a rubber flooring.
Get some couches. Get a nice little fucking studio. Like, get all this recording equipment. TV.
See, all right. This is.
I want to turn it into my basement.
I mean, this is the room. I mean, I could.
You know, oh no, this room too. I mean, this room is fucking
TV. This
room is
awesome. That wall. The couch is here. I gotta find a place for this.
This room is fucking.
That
awesome.
Stuff doesn't really matter. But this.
Like you could like if I lived here, I could easily just like live here.
Oh, definitely
in this room. No. I could put like a little fucking cot. I get a fucking
futon.
Futon, yeah. Put it right here. That's what we want, the TV.
Yeah, that's it. TV, like a sectional, like the L couch there. Boom, boom. I could probably desk here. The guy had a previous guy had a desk facing out, so.
This is an awesome room.
I keep smelling blood.
I think it's a Modelo.
No, it could be, yeah, when you. Maybe the gold flake. Maybe the gold flake
maybe the
smells
flake
like blood.
Maybe. Maybe, baby.
All right, what else you got? We got to wrap this up. This is really going nowhere.
I don't know. I heard you turn queer on the Bing.